All right, my name is Mark Landry, and I'm here riding with the Axles of Evil. We're a Fayetteville bicycle club that's dedicated to bicycling for the sake of bicycling. It's not a protest movement or a political thing. Excuse me. It's primarily because bike riding is fun, and the more bicyclists we have in the street, the safer it is for every other cyclist.
It's freaking cold out today, but one by one, cyclists covered head to toe zip up on their rides, ready to cruise this afternoon as a pack. Despite their mean-sounding name, members of the Axles of Evil are made up of attractive and extremely healthy 20 and 30-year-olds, a mix of professionals and students, young men and women, not to be confused with a hot Texas roller derby team or, if you are an avid sports cyclist, the Portland, Oregon-based Axles of Evil Bike Polo Club. When not zipping around town, Mike Landry works at the Walton Arts Center and plays upright gas tank bass with the acoustic punk band Cletus Got Shot.
The Axles of Evil name, actually, it came up as a pun, a play on the George W. Bush speech, where he identified nations who he disagrees with as evil, as, you know, of some sort of axis of evil, which we took the play, the axles of the bicycles, as we're, you know, the pedaling axles of evil. And the group has been riding probably every Sunday for close to 2 years now, and it varies from sometimes it's just one person. Today's we've had more than 30, close to 40 people.
It's really cold out. You guys have babushkas on your face. Can you talk through your scarf? What's your name?
I'm Griffin Virchow. And just love riding there every Sunday.
How many layers do you have on?
Two. And I got three jackets. Or, well, two jackets and a shirt.
How
pretty boned up.
How many handkerchiefs?
I got two.
The other 20 or so cyclists gathered here today in front of the Fayetteville Library are arrayed in all sorts of funky winter gear. These are not your high-tech sport gearheads. We're talking mittens, knit caps, woolen jackets, and scarves. One woman even wears a plaid skirt with red longies. Tyler Clark's been riding since he was 12.
Started riding with the Axles earlier last year in the fall. I just like to ride bikes. This is a fun way to ride in a group. So,
where do you guys go?
Wherever we feel like. We've ridden out, I wasn't on the ride, but I guess they rode out to Lake Weddington one time. A lot of times we'll just ride the trails around Fayetteville, or we'll go to the Lake Fayetteville and just hang out for a while. It kind of just depends on if anybody has any good ideas.
My buddy just loaned me a bike. Uh-huh. They were going on a group ride.
Oh, so this is your first time?
First time.
How does it feel?
It feels good. I haven't had a bike in a while. I totaled my bike a few weeks back, so I'm glad to be riding again. I've been missing it a lot.
What's your name?
Josh Wardlaw.
On their Facebook page, Axles of Evil post events like a Halloween ride in costumes, a midnight bike ride, evil camp at Devil's Den, or swimming with snakes ride. Today, two women are on hand.
My name is April Cox, and I'm a barista at Arcega's. And I like to ride bikes, and I like to dance and listen to music and hang out with my friends, play kickball, you know. So we do all that and ride the trails. Sometimes we stop off for a beer at one of our lovely local establishments, you know, and keep on riding. And we are not the only two chicks. There's lots of rad-tastic women that ride with the Axles, so we just happen to be the only two representing today.
Because it's what, maybe 25 degrees out?
27,
it's
pretty chilly.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And
April just lent me some gloves. Thank you.
You're fairly bundled up. What's your name?
I'm Ashley Smith. And it takes a while to really get good at riding as a group, to where you don't almost collide and you stay as a pack instead of spreading out. And after a couple of years, you get it. It's a lot of fun.
We watch out for each other, make sure we don't get run over, you know.
It's always better to have 20 eyes on you than two.
Yeah, for sure. Help each other out, make sure nobody collides,
to see way more places.
Right. Check out Fayetteville from a bicycle perspective, and there's no always people riding, and they see a big group of people riding, they're like, hey, what are you guys doing, and join in, and, you know, and just kind of bring more attention to bicycle-friendly Fayetteville.
And you do this summer, spring, winter, fall, no matter what the weather.
We've ridden in pouring rain, we've ridden in snow, we've ridden on, you know, 103 degree days, and we've gone swimming in various rivers and lakes that people wouldn't encourage us to swim in, but it was too hot. We had no choice.
The axles ride hybrid road cycles, lighter mountain bike frames, chopper bikes, mutant bikes.
I'm Dagan Ames, and I'm 31. Been riding with the Axles crew for a couple years, since the very beginning. And we're just a bunch of kids, you know, old kids, who mostly environmentalists like to get together and just bicycle. Go see some new places, get have vehicles, get used to the idea that there's going to be cyclists on the road in groups, and just try to promote bicycling in the area.
Is Fayetteville a bicycle-friendly town?
It's becoming one. Absolutely. I mean, just with all the money and time that the city's putting into the trails, it's definitely paying off. I'm seeing a lot more cyclists out there, even in the wintertime. So yeah, we're not quite up to Portland or you know, Minneapolis or other progressive cities, but we're definitely on the up and coming.
The Bicycle Coalition of the Ozarks is another cycling group, but they're public advocates for safe riding and driver awareness. And the thing is, this group, no one is wearing a helmet. Mark Landry.
We don't discourage anyone from wearing proper safety gear, and we also do support the Bicycle Coalition of the Ozark. They recently had a family ride day where they gave away free helmets to people who didn't have helmets, and a lot of our friends were there. We often have people bring their children on group rides, maybe with a bike trailer or kids on kids' bikes, and if they can't keep up the pace, they might pull off. But we generally ride as slow as the slowest member, so people are welcome to bring their kids.
Which most times me, so. Yeah.
Maybe not on a freezing cold January day, but on a nice spring or summer day. But if anybody wants to ride bikes, it's Sundays at 2 o'clock in front of the Fayetteville Library, rain or shine.
Rain or shine or flurries. And like island time, these cyclists follow axles time, meaning they hook up at 2 p.m. to ride, but often hang out waiting for the stragglers. No problem. Very laid back and very fun. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.